Today. Welcome, everybody. So I am going to be speaking today on thankfulness. Now, you're going to hear me say the word thanks, thankfulness all the way through this message today. And I make no apologies because I want everyone to catch the spirit of thankfulness and why it's so important. You know, the last couple of weeks, I was like, I knew that I've got more preaching to do over the next couple of weeks because, the crusades and the things that are coming up, not everyone is present, as you would have noticed this morning. So in that, I was just leaning in, just saying, okay, God, you just need to start speaking to me. And as I started to, just in my time with the Lord, reading the word, the theme again of thankfulness kept coming up. So I'm like, every scripture, I just kept seeing it like that thread again. And I was like, oh yeah, but that was, how many years ago where Todd, every single message for I don't know how long, we just spoke about the keys of David, we spoke about thankfulness. And so there was a little bit of me that just went, oh, that was, we've preached that, I don't need to touch that again. But then I couldn't let go of it. It's like, you know what? This is going to be relevant in any season. And then as I'm like, okay, God, I think you are speaking to me again and highlighting this as another key. Uriah comes down the stairs. I'm in the kitchen. Uriah comes down the stairs and she goes, Mummy, can you please read this book to me right now? And she puts it on the table and it's Elephant and Piggy, the thank you book. And I was like, okay. I think these little confirmations. So then I'm, leaning in for the next couple of days, and then Asher comes down the stairs, again, standing in the kitchen, Asher comes down the stairs and he goes, his little head goes into these places. It's like, sometimes he comes out with these little profound things, or he might have caught it online. Like, there is that sometimes too. He said, Mum, if someone offered you $10 million, would you take it? And I was like, Of course I'd take it. What kind of a question is that? Someone's offering you $10 million. Mum, if it meant that you wouldn't wake up the next morning, would you still take it? No, Asher, of course not. And then his little reflective, so that just shows you how much we've got to be grateful for in life, isn't it, Mum, that you wouldn't take the $10 million? And I was like, yes, profound 8-year-old speaking to me right now. But again, it was just stirring, like the Lord just again saying, this is what I want to say today. This is what I want to, put, in the core of who we are, just that thing about thankfulness, which then took me, as I was leaning in, took me back into an encounter, which I reckon I would have had nearly 2022, around that time frame. But I was standing at the edge of the sea and it parted. So obviously, again, it's about that deliverance and the Jordan parting. But in the vision, there was all these angels peering in. So in the water was angels, like in expectation and ready to align and partner with me as I walked through, through the waters, to the crossing over. We've been talking about thresholds a lot lately. This was 2022. It's still relevant now of the crossing over and that place of the threshold and moving there into, we focus on the promised land. So the promise in that encounter was moving into the promised land. But the bigger picture was God spoke to me more so, not about the promised land, but talked to me about the wilderness. Talked to me about they didn't go straight into the promised land. He took them through those waters into wilderness. And we sometimes forget that. So this is about, this message a lot is about the wilderness and what we do in that place of wilderness. Because we need to be able to move with this next generation into the fulfillment of these promises that we have. But one of the things we've got to stop doing is the grumbling and complaining. We've got to let go of our bitterness and we've got to let go of our unbelief. So the way to cross over, we have to be able to foster in our hearts that place of thanksgiving and thankfulness in our hearts. So he spoke to me out of that encounter that the right heart posture in a wilderness season cultivates within us the promised land. So it's not a future destination. We always view it as like this promised land being this future destination where everything will be well with the world and everything will be in its place, but forgetting a lot of the time that it says in this world you will have trouble. Trouble's still in the promised land, but the marking of the promised land is not lack of an absence of trouble, it's the presence of peace. So he wants to do something so profound within us. So a massive key is that place of thankfulness and learning to operate from the promised land that is already within you. So I'm going to use Daniel as an example. So the commissioners, you remember the story, trying to trap Daniel with an injunction, basically saying, if anyone bows down or petitions any other god or any other person besides the king, you know, it would have to go to the king, they'd have to be, you know, killed. And Daniel, being Daniel, doesn't back down. So you go to Daniel 6,